The following copyrighted recording is a preview of an audio term from our Lean training system. It is available only at www.velaction.com. That's VELACTION.com. Please do not copy, share, or distribute it without permission. Welcome to this presentation on standardization. Let's start out with a brief overview. Standardization is the act of establishing a specified condition, process, or practice. It is a very general, blanket term which covers a variety of ways to add consistency to whatever is being standardized. Standardization is one of the most important concepts in continuous improvement because it provides a stable platform upon which to make changes and test the results in a PDCA cycle. Without standardization, changes are irrelevant because the underlying conditions upon which they were based are unlikely to be repeated. Some examples of standardization include standard work, process flowcharts, work instructions, company policies, technical standards, specifications, and SOPs. Let's move on now to a deeper discussion about standardization. At the heart of many of the lean tools and management systems is standardization. Without standardization, nothing is ever done the same way twice. The deviations may be subtle, resulting in a slow trickle of waste, or they can be substantial variations, leading to massive inconsistency. And process inconsistency leads to poor quality, unreliable lead times, low productivity, and even significant safety issues. The absence of management standardization is more subtle, but presents every bit the problem that comes from having undefined processes. Teams get stuck waiting for decisions that may or may not come. They don't know where to go for answers, and they don't know how to go about getting help. They don't know what information to bring to meetings or how to plan for budgets. When junior managers are chasing their tails, they are not leading. I'm going to talk now about how standardization impacts some lean tools. So let's consider the basic lean tools and think about how many of them would still be effective without standardization. Let's start with 5S. Standard color codes and red tag systems are common in nearly every company that practices effective 5S. And on lights. The meanings of the colors is standardized, and in all likelihood, the responses are as well. Kanban cards. Kanban cards have a standardized process on how to drop them and a standardized ordering process. The cards themselves must be standardized in their look and the information contained on them. Standard work. This one is obvious. It standardizes a process. TPM, or Total Productive Maintenance, adds structure or standardization to machine upkeep. And finally, daily management is a structured way to manage workload, and it requires standardization to be used effectively. A license to this full audio program is available at www.velaction.com. That's VELACTION.com. Please do not copy, share, or distribute this recording without permission. Thanks for listening, and as always, best wishes on your lean journey.